Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And we're back on the broadcast talking about this issue of women as president. Would you be comfortable with the idea? Now, let's assume, especially for those of us who are on the conservative side, you have a strong conservative woman. Would you be comfortable with that? On the text line, this texter says, Vince, I'm a woman. I think the guy who said unapologetically no to a woman president is right. I prefer a man like President Trump. No holds barred. To be the leader of the United States and be number one power in the world, not a woman. Doesn't feel right. Video beer drinking, lying Warren, horizontal Harris, no, no, and to Buttigieg, his name alone, being who he is, will only be the butt of jokes. Boy, that calls for the rim shot. No, no, no. All these males running Tulsi Gabbard is, yeah. Yeah, just not good. Not a fan. Vince, does it cost $30,000 to $50,000 to send a child to high school for 1 year? I'm talking about taxpayers' money. Warren and several other Democrats are talking about free college. Seems to me that greedy colleges would double the prices of tuition, which they would. But if we extended high school for two or three more years as an option for kids to take college classes, seems like it would be a better compromise. And I'm not paying off anyone's student loans. Good for you. Vince, a woman president, the swamp would love it. We would have to close the White House for 1 week each month. Oh, my goodness, you should be ashamed of yourself for saying something like that. Let's go out to Craig in Charlotte. Good morning.
Hey, Vince, two things real quick. First of all, I have no problem with a woman being president as long as she's past menopause, because I don't want to face down World War III 12 times a year.
Oh, wow.
Hey, I don't get a rim shot with that one? Thank you.
Okay. Boy, we're going to get in trouble for this one. Go ahead.
I'm afraid to do the rim shot at time. I got to make sure.
Yeah, exactly. As the wife listening, is that one of them? One of the considerations? You had an additional thought, Craig.
The additional thought is the extending high school. I think it's a perfect idea, because if high school alone is not enough to send our citizens out into the world ready to succeed, then what's the point of even having school from day one?
Thank you. Thank you very much, Craig. I think that's a point that's unfortunately has gotten lost here. And I think we're already at a point where many of us are asking the question, this whole college thing, is it really what it's cracked up to be? More and more businesses are making the decision, you know what, this is not going to be a criteria that we're going to use to determine whether somebody's going to get hired or not. I think, and I've said it before, let me say it again, I am ready for an absolute overhaul of our complete educational system from top to bottom. Overhaul the whole thing. The fact that we're doing much of education right now, the same way we've done it 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago. It's a disgrace. It really is. And why are we doing that way? I'm convinced a large reason we're doing this is to preserve the huge educational complex. That's what it is. The complex. Preserving the system. This is not about the children. Because if it were, we would have stopped this nonsense a long time ago. Let's go out to David in Lawrence. Good morning.
Hi, Vince. This is David. Hey, woman for president, why not? Where would any of us be without women? We all have mothers. Most of us have sisters and cousins, and quite a few of us have wives and stuff like that, girlfriends. So a woman for president, yes. If she meets the criteria, I'm a retired nurse male, 3% men working in the nursing force, 97% is women, 65% of the management is men. That's weird. But, yes, women doctors that can run the emergency room, they can run the presidency, they can run a big company. Why not? I see no problem with this. What can you do? Not what do you look like or who you are. What can you do?
Preach it, man. Preach it. Thank you very much for your call. You know, and that, for me, is the criteria. I want to find the most qualified person. I don't care what that person looks like. I don't care what the gender is. There are plenty of other things. I'm willing to look beyond. Who has the qualifications? That's the real question. Before we take more of your calls on this, I want to tell you about this Forbes story. And it comes right out and says, about half of the men in this country are uncomfortable with the idea of a female president. About half. Six women running for president this election cycle. 49% of men, 59. This, I also think this is interesting. 59% of women in the U.S. would feel very comfortable with a woman as the head of government. Don't you find it intriguing? Only 59% of women very comfortable with the idea? This is the finding of a study on leadership published by the Global Network of Female Politicians, Women Political Leaders, and the data consultancy Kantar. This index measures how women and men are viewed in terms of their suitability for leadership across 22 sectors, including government and politics, media and entertainment, banking and finance, education, engineering, technology, artificial intelligence, and child care. Now, this covered G7 nations, the U.S., the U.K., Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, as well as Brazil, Russia, India, and China. And these figures are really interesting, too, when you compare the countries. The index score, for instance, on this particular issue, it goes from 77 in a place like Canada, all the way down to 48 in China. I don't think that's surprising at all. Not surprising at all. This survey, they interviewed 22,000 working-age adults, ranked each country on an index, 100, meaning there's a complete agreement that men and women are equally suited to leadership in all sectors. The lower the index score, the greater the prejudice. So, you know, and I think this is a significant thing, especially for all of the people and the women who are still whining and complaining about issues of equality. Because near the top of the list, Canada, France, U.S., U.K., and Japan, they're all in the 70s. Which means there is a high degree of acceptance of female leadership. Where do you see these lower numbers? China is at the bottom at 48. I think that's something for us to be proud of, don't you think? And I think before, too, someone would look at this and say, well, how dare half the men in this country not be acceptable, you know, excited or comfortable with the idea of a woman as president? I mean, heck, 41% of women would not necessarily be very comfortable with the idea. Kind of gives some perspective to this, doesn't it? That it's not just about some sort of male dominance, right? Because women have some of the same perspectives. Stay with us.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Coming up, we're going to talk about Charlotte, where it ranks in terms of dangerous drivers. A number of you still wanting to talk about this subject of the possibility of a woman as president. Hillary, God forbid. Jonathan, good morning. Welcome.
Morning, brother. How you doing?
Doing well, sir.
Hey, you know, I've been married for 20 years, and I can count on one hand how many, these are my air quotes, debates that I've won. So I say, by George, let's elect a female president, send her over to Iran, and negotiate a new deal.
Oh,
that'll
okay.
Put their turbans in a bind. I don't know what will.
That's cool, man. Hey, thanks a lot for your call. Let's go next to Joe in York. Good morning, Joe.
Thanks, Vince. It's a very timely subject, as usual, with you. And the way I was raised when I was a child is you wanted the best person, most qualified. It never went by race or color or anything like that. And to think that we now have mob rule, or we have to make sure each little mob, the mob of women, mob of men, and I know that sounds derogatory, but I don't mean it that way. But the group, different groups, we got to have them, you know, take turns being president to be fair. Baloney.
Yeah, isn't it interesting that this is the mindset that's driven this? And if you go back to 2008, what was the drumbeat in 2008? You know, we're going to make history. And I have a feeling that if there's ever a nominee again, a female nominee, I'm sure that's the drum they're going to beat again. You know, it's time to make history. It's time. It's time. Yeah. Let's go out to Chris.
Hey, Vince, how we doing, sir?
All right, sir.
I'd be happy to vote for a woman, but my wife would kill me if I did.
Oh, really? Why is that?
Yeah, she's just adamant. You know, and she's a very humble woman, and I think she's just aware of the snakes and demons that live inside. You know, as humans, we all have them, but women have their own particular brand, and men have their own particular brand, so excuse the beeping. I just follow her lead, and you know, if there was a woman that came along that I was really, really for and just thought that this has got to be our next president, I would express that with her. But she's the one, when the Trump tapes came out, that beeping will stop in a second. When the Trump tapes came out about the, you know, grabbing women and all this, I was just so distraught. She said, honey, calm down. Those women exist, and women know that better than most men. Like, there's a type of woman out there that throw themselves at rich, powerful men, and that's the truth. So she talked me down off that ledge. I thought it was over. So it takes both types, you know, it takes us all, and I'm glad we don't live in an oligarchy or a monarchy with a president, a king or a queen. So I think we could handle a female president. I don't think it'd be a problem, personally.
All right. Fair enough. Thanks a lot for your call there, Chris. And, you know, that is an interesting perspective, too, on those recordings that we listened to way back during the 2016 election, where we had these derogatory comments from the man who is now president of the United States. That's an interesting other take on this, that yes, there are women out there who are on the aggressive side. You know, I think the perception Now, don't get me wrong here, because I don't think Donald Trump is pure as the wind-driven snow. But the flip side of this is, yes, there are gold diggers out there. There are women who will throw themselves at guys like Donald Trump. Heck, there are women that will throw themselves at guys, period. It doesn't matter whether they're like Donald Trump. So I think some of this, you know, outrage that we've seen at different times is a little misplaced. Let's talk about driving. I'm sure this is going to be a shocker. Charlotte ranks 13th among major cities for dangerous drivers. Most dangerous drivers. I can certainly believe that. 200 cities surveyed for this. Charlotte coming in at number 13. The only North Carolina city to show up in the top 25. That's kind of sobering, isn't it? Does this surprise you at all that we would actually rank in this particular study? Doesn't surprise me. See it every day. By the way, a pretty comical moment. Was this yesterday? All of these days are kind of running together. No, this was Tuesday. Tuesday morning, I had dropped my son off for school. And I was going up I-77 for a doctor appointment. And I got on I-77 right at a point where there's a place to get onto the express lanes. And I looked over, and what do I see? A CMPD officer parked over on the left shoulder of the express lane. And I thought to myself, this is going to be interesting. It wasn't 30 seconds. I see somebody, several people zip by, and this guy got busted. I'll just give you that warning, by the way. Do not speed in the express lanes and think you're going to get away with it. Oh, this means we can go faster. Yeah, you may be able to go faster in some sections. Isn't there a speed limit difference? Isn't it like 65 on I-77 and it's 70 on the express lane? But you darn well better not go over there and start going 80 or 90 or whatever. I think this person had to be going like 85 or so at least. Got busted. So that's just a word to the wise, because I don't want to see any of you get busted. That's not a lot of fun. Especially this time of year, you need that money to buy my Christmas present. Oh, my goodness. One disappointment I want to tell you about. I had been meaning to touch on this earlier. But I'm very, very disappointed about the whole Chick-fil-A story. We talked about this a little bit the other day, and one of the things I think is interesting, and I've tried to be fair about this as I've, you know, pondered the statement that was put out by Chick-fil-A and also the, the other groups that are involved, and ultimately, and I think we all know this, we all know that when it comes to charity, you know, you can contribute wherever you want, whether you're an individual or a business. One of the thoughts that crossed my mind, and it's kind of an afterthought, is it possible Chick-fil-A could have just not put out a statement at all? Even though they decided they weren't going to continue funding these organizations, these Christian organizations, how about discontinuing that funding, allowing those pledges to run out and just not say anything?
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scored!
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Wouldn't that have been a better option?
I bet they were trying to get ahead of it. Probably sitting around that boardroom table. You know, this is not going to look good. We need to get ahead of this and take control of it.
That's the thing that just kind of struck me. I don't know. I just throw that thought out there to you. Maybe you think this is a good idea, or maybe you're disappointed altogether in how this thing has gone down. I don't know. In any case, much more as we continue the broadcast, including a look at the day in history. Stay with us. Back at the Vince Coakley radio program, if you're following the proceedings in Washington, D.C. right now, the impeachment hearings, they are in recess now. The House has decided to break to actually vote on some matters. Who knows, whatever it is they're voting on. I don't know, maybe to name a post office or something really important like that. I'm serious. Really scary. A couple of very important international stories we want to touch on. Beginning here, this is breaking news. Benjamin Netanyahu has been indicted. I have a good friend who I discuss political things with who is from Israel. And he has been filling me in on what's been going on, largely out of media attention, because a lot of people aren't paying attention to this. This whole impeachment thing has sucked so much time out of the news hole. Nobody has paid attention to the fact that the Israeli government has kind of come to a place where things are in a stalemate. They had an election, and nobody's been able to put together a majority to be able to govern, to move ahead. Now, this is a real strange twist. Netanyahu has been indicted. Now there are questions about whether he can remain the prime minister after being charged. Here's what's going on. This indictment filed today against Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, creating a first-of-its-kind situation in the country's history. It sets up the need for some very important but precedent-setting judicial decisions. In the coming weeks and months, the political system will also have to adapt to the new situation. For his part, Netanyahu is seeking immunity from indictment. This would be like somebody like the president saying, I should be beyond indictment and impeachment. But this is what Benjamin Netanyahu is seeking. He's charged with bribery, fraud, and breach of trust. Bribery, fraud, and breach of trust. So keep your eye on this ongoing situation. Also, did you hear what's happened now with Prince Andrew? This story is absolutely bizarre. As you know, he gave the interview to, I guess, try to clean up his image in light of the Epstein matter. His friend, Mr. Epstein. So the Duke of York, according to the UK Daily Mail, was summoned to Buckingham Palace by the Queen and told to stand down. This is after months of worsening headlines over his friendship with Jeffrey Epstein. He visited convicted pedophile Epstein, who killed himself in August, even after his release from prison. Does the word stupid mean anything to you? I mean, seriously. Here's a situation where this guy, he's pretty much a dog. I mean, kind of the worst of the worst of human beings on the planet. And you would think, after this guy's crimes come to light, and there's all of this media attention, who is the last person on the planet you would want to be seen or associated with, or for it to be known that you were anywhere near this guy? And what do? You visit again. This guy is not too smart. A few sandwiches short of a picnic. As you know, he tried to address the scandal in a BBC interview. That was described as a car crash and further fanned the flames. Here's where, do you want to know why this has become an issue? And I was wondering, where did this story come from all of a sudden? Well, here's the reason. Charities started deserting the royal and queen. They were concerned that this would actually impact these charities. Money. M-O-N-E-Y. That's where the concern came in. That this would engulf the entire family. Here's what Mr. Andrews said. I've asked Her Majesty if I may step back from public duties for the foreseeable future, and she has agreed. In other words, she told me, shut up and sit down and stay out of public view. That's what happened here. I've asked her. Come on, really? She told me that I better stay out of public view. He expressed sympathy for Epstein's victims and has consistently and strongly denied any legal wrongdoing and said he would be willing to cooperate with any police investigation into Epstein, who was on remand in New York, accused of sex trafficking offenses when he died. So there you go. What a mess. What a mess. Let's take a couple of calls here. First from Davidson. Here's Joseph.
Yes, Vince, about the impeachment. Didn't Noonan give Tuesday the Petzl-Neck the a motion or something, and then this morning Noonan gave another number five or something to stop this hearing of the impeachment on the president because they haven't found anything on Donald Trump. Did you hear about that?
I've heard about it, but, I mean, where does it go?
I mean, if they say to quit, and then Noonan said when he had to him, he said, well, nothing was done with what we handed you on Tuesday from the Democrats or from your constituents, the Democrats that are with him.
So, bottom line here, Joseph, nothing's going to change. They have made a decision. They're full steam ahead on this impeachment process, whether they actually take a vote on this. It really remains to be seen. But I think they've really made themselves out to be fools. The question is, how can they actually step back from the brink here and somehow save face? I think that's what they need to be talking about. How do we save face in long enough time before the elections of next year so we don't get our rear ends kicked? That's what they ought to be talking about. But do they have any sense? Well, that is doubtful.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Back Back to the final stretch of the Vince Coakley radio program. Time for us to take a look at the day in history as we go down to our upstate studio and talk with our good friend, Lonzo. How are you doing today, man?
I'm struggling. I'm to that couple days before vacation problem where you just realize you're almost on vacation and you don't want to be here, that type thing.
No, I can't imagine what that feeling would be like.
No, you wouldn't know.
I understand fully. Not a problem. But I'm sure that will not deter you from coming up with some great answers for five questions we will throw out to you. Beginning with this one. Thomas Edison came out with his new invention in 1877. He was actually working on a device to record phone calls when he stumbled onto this. I'll give you a hint. It spins. What is it?
Phonograph?
Yes, it was. Wow. Don't I give great hints?
Yeah,
on occasion.
Oh, wow. That is cold. 1906. President Teddy Roosevelt pledged that people in this territory will be U.S. citizens. It's very relevant in light of what's happened over the last year or so weather-wise. Territory.
Yeah, I know.
Hurricane.
Yeah, I know. And I know what it is, and for some reason it's leaving my head. Puerto Rico.
Yes! I knew he was going to get this one.
Well, Portugal kept popping in my head, and I knew that wasn't it.
I know.
It was a P word.
Yes, understandable. And let us see. 1922 is next. Rebecca Felton, sworn in as a senator for the state of Georgia. What was the big deal? Rebecca Felton.
The first black woman?
Well, actually, first woman.
Okay.
First woman to do so. 1973, we got the revelation of an 18-and-a-half-minute gap on some tapes.
Watergate.
Who did they belong to? Those tapes.
Nixon.
You're right. President Nixon. And 1980, 350 million people tuned in to see this particular TV show and find out who...
Dallas. Who shot JR?
Yes. Who shot JR? That's pretty good. So those are all of the questions for you for today. We have a number of very interesting things to talk about outside of the usual news, including this one. Did you hear that Taco Bell is launching chicken tenders? Chicken really? Tenders. They're going to compete with Popeyes and Chick-fil-A. They're testing a new menu item, crispy tortilla chicken tenders in Houston and in Dayton. They're starting that today, as a matter of fact, before they launch it nationally next year. So what do you think? Are you going to go out and check this out?
What's that got to do with tacos?
I don't know.
Yes, I will try them. Why not?
Crispy tortilla chicken tenders, coated in tortilla chip crumbs and served with a new dipping sauce similar to those at Chick-fil-A and Raising Cane's.
Now, if they will cover them in Doritos, we've got a deal.
Oh, my goodness. Can you imagine?
Boy.
Here's how they're described. They've tested more than 100 versions of these chicken tenders before deciding on the final recipe. The new chicken tenders marinated in a jalapeno buttermilk mixture, giving them a slightly spicy kick. Coated in tortilla chip crumbs, served with this new sauce that I described to you. So, again, this is something they're rolling out in a couple of cities, and the rest of the nation will have the opportunity to explore this next year. So Lonzo's already going to be waiting in the wings to test it out and see if it's
Don't you hate when they test market
in
other places?
Test yeah.
Market here.
You know, you would think especially Charlotte would be a good place to test market a product like that, especially with its very, very diverse makeup of our city.
Trying to figure out where you were going with that.
Yeah, it's nothing bad. Okay. I know that's totally shocking. Get a load of this. A Livingston Parish man was arrested after he allegedly stole an electric shopping cart from a Walmart. You know, it gets even better. This dimwit thought it would save him from getting a DWI. Here's how this happened. The sheriff's office responded to a bar about midnight after getting reports someone had shown up in the parking lot riding the stolen cart. Deputies found the cart parked between two other vehicles in the bar's parking lot. Then they confronted this guy, Bryce Williams, suspected of taking the cart for a joyride. He admitted to stealing the cart from the nearby Walmart. And this is what's so stupid. They said he had come from another bar and feared he would get arrested for DWI if he drove his own vehicle to the bar. So he has now been charged with one count of unauthorized use of a movable. I've never heard of such a thing. A movable. $2,500 bond for that. I mean, how stupid can you possibly be?
There have been a rash of stories of these things happening and being led on slow speed chases.
Didn't George Jones do that one time on a riding mower?
I believe so. I believe there was also a video with him and somebody else on it. But
oops.
I mean, how fast do these things go? Like 2 miles an hour tops?
Yeah, that's just not too smart. Not too smart at all. Alrighty, folks. I can't believe we're already out of time. It's been great talking with you. And we're going to be back, Lord willing, for another day of broadcast excellence right here on the Vince Coakley radio program. Take care.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.